God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O boundless wisdom, God most high, O maker of the earth and sky, who bidst the parted waters flow, in heaven above, on earth below, the streams on earth, the clouds in heaven, by thee their ordered bounds were given, lest neath the untempered fires of day the parched soil should waste away. Even so on us who seek thy face, pour forth the waters of thy grace, renew the fount of life within, and quench the wasting fires of sin. Let faith discern the eternal light beyond the darkness of the night, and through the midst of falsehood see the path of truth revealed by thee. Presta pater piissime, patrique compar unice, cum spiritu paraclito, regnans per omne saeculum. Amen. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bow, they are fixing their arrows on the string, to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice, the upright shall see his face. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His beloved. In Him and through His blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God chose us in His Son to be His adopted children. May you attain full knowledge of God's will through perfect wisdom and spiritual insight. Then you will lead a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing to Him in every way. You will multiply good works of every sort and grow in the knowledge of God. By the might of His glory, you will be endowed with the strength needed to stand fast, even to endure joyfully whatever may come. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Once more I say, O Lord, have mercy on me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. I hunger for the bread of God, the flesh of Jesus Christ, born of David's seed. I long to drink of His blood, the gift of his unending love. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatori meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius progenies et progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cortis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes simple vit bonis, et divit estimisit inanes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I hunger for the bread of God, the flesh of Jesus Christ, born of David's seed. I long to drink of his blood, the gift of his unending love.
God has made an everlasting covenant with his people, and he never ceases to bless them.
Lord, bless your people.
Grateful for these gifts, we confidently direct our prayer to him. Lord, bless your people. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Gather into one body all who bear the name of Christian, that the world may believe in Christ whom you have sent. Give our friends and our loved ones a share in divine life. Let them be symbols of Christ before men. Show your love to those who are suffering. Open their eyes to the vision of your revelation. Be compassionate to those who have died. Welcome them into the company of the faithful departed. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Almighty ever-living God, who adorn the sacred body of your church with the confessions of holy martyrs, grant, we pray, that just as the glorious passion of Saint Ignatius of Antioch, which we celebrate today, brought him eternal splendor, so it may be for us unending protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son,
who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.